Fine, emerging from the Teva, so Nayach goes ahead, proceeds to build his bech, serve Hashem. So Yach Hashem is Rech, and Yachayach, Hashem looks down, he sees Nayach, sees what's happening, and he says, Laikali me'ara, zer, v'katsir, v'kar, v'chayim, v'kayitz, v'chayir, v'yayim, v'lai, l'ayu, spais. Hashem Baruch Hu says that up until this point, to a large degree, the entirety of the way the world functions would be dependent upon man's actions. So the degree that you're good will ensure a better system functioning in the world, and to the same degree, if they go ahead and do something outside of light type, that would impact the world as well. Here, I'm setting into place a system of teva, which can be set in stone. To a large degree, things are still talib de adam, but some things are going to be set, and no more than we depend upon ma'aseh adam. That is, it's going to be seasons, it's going to be day and night, everything will be fixed now on to a large degree, and these things won't change. They're going to be immutable from the kind of island void. There's going to be summer, there's going to be fall, there's going to be winter, there's going to be spring, there's going to be days, there's going to be night. We set patterns of teva which will follow their course, island void. Now, from this pasuk, the Chazal learned out that even though the pasuk is referring to a simple system of life, how life functions, in the system of nature, the pasuk says, "Yom v'layel lo yishbaisu," day and night, lo yishbaisu, literally, they themselves will not cease to function. But it means as well, "Yom v'layel lo yishbaisu." We learn out from here that the Chazal understand in this pasuk that a guy is prohibited from keeping Shabbos. But "Yom v'layel lo yishbaisu," they are not allowed to have a shvisa of "Yom v'layel lo." They cannot keep Shabbos. To the degree that Chazal say, "Guy shavas chayiv misa," if one goes ahead, a guy goes ahead and attempts to keep Shabbos, he will be chayiv misa of capital punishment simply for keeping Shabbos. Why is that so? So most Rishonim understand this goes not specifically. Some the Rambam understands it could be going other mitzvahs as well. Most Rishonim understand is unique, something unique about Shabbos. A guy who tries to do this one mitzvah will be chayiv misa. Why is that? So we know the defining feature of Yid. We always know if someone's shayim Shabbos, is he not shayim Shabbos? People sometimes initial in some things, other things. The feature that defines a Yid, if he's on board, if he's not on board, is always going to be Shmir Shabbos. If he does Shmir Shabbos, it's a sign of a Yid. It's a feature that Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Klal Yisrael is called an Am Mekadshei Shvi. We're a nation which we talk about ourselves as, we're Mekadshei Shvi. You don't find ourselves in the Torah referred to as Am Eichlei Dvarim Ksherim, even though that's obviously something we have to do. But what defines us as from Yidden is the fact that we are Shmir Shabbos. And that being the case, a guy who attempts to put himself forth as a Shmir Shabbos, he's coming to say something which he isn't. If you want to be Megayer, go ahead and be Megayer. You want to do something as a guy, see if Shabbos Meinayach. But to put yourself off as a Yid, to play it as a Yid when you're not, is something which is you're taking the sign of a Yid, the hallmark of a Yid, and putting on yourself when you're not, that's something which can invoke Chiyuv Misa. Now, this comes up, interesting Shiloh, the Kasha brings up, what happens by Avraham Avinu? If I ask, famous Kasha, Avraham Avinu, according to many Rishonim, did not have the halachic status of being a Yid. Still later on, he didn't have a halacha of a Yid. As we know, that Avraham Avinu kept Kol Torah Kula, he kept every mitzvah that there is in the Torah. So how could he have kept Shabbos? If he was a guy, how could he have kept Shabbos? That's what Aflah asks the Kasha. The truth is, it has Afkamina Lachalmais in other cases as well. What happens if somebody finds out? He's digging in his Yichus, and he finds out there's a Shiloh in his Yichus. He finds out his mother may not have been Jewish after all. And now he's Mesupik. He doesn't know if he's a Yid or he's not a Yid. If he's a Yid, he's Mechayiv to keep Shabbos. If he's Ayyub Shabbos, he's Chayiv Misa. On the other hand, if he's a guy, and he goes out, he's Mechal Shabbos. If he keeps Shabbos, he'll be chayiv misa as well. So he's stuck here between two halachas, and he really has no path forward. So what should he be doing in such a case? And a number of truths are offered. Aflah offers one teretz, the other truths are offered. But a practical maisa that happened in such a vein, in the year Tafresh Ches, 1848, there's a maisa in Shemayim. A ger went ahead, he's in the process of becoming a ger. He went ahead and he did his milah, and because he did the milah, he became sick, and he wasn't able to go to the mikvah. So he didn't finish the process of ger. He's stuck between the milah and the tefillah. That Shabbos, Shmuel Slant was away, he was the Rav Yerushalayim, he wasn't there. And there's a bit of a, on Shabbos afternoon, they came up with that, they didn't realize until that point, but came Mincha time Shabbos afternoon, and they realized they were stuck. What's this person be doing? He's between Mila and Tvila. Is such a person in that scenario? Is he Yid? Is he not Yid? Is he somewhere in between? What exactly is his status? Lamais the Rav was there, told him, go ahead and write some letters. You're a guy, he told Mosul, I tell Akil Mol, that's the way he felt. He said, go ahead and write some letters, and that's what he did. When Shmuel Slant came back, he had Tainus, and he said that according to his understanding of the sugya, the person was not a guy and should not be Mechal Shabbos. They went ahead and they wrote this Shiloh to the Aruch Lener. So Aruch Lener writes back in Binyan Tzion a whole long piece on what the status of the person should be. But he says that regardless, there are a few simple aids they could have done. It's obviously a year later until he got the tshuva back. But he says there are many things they could have done to avoid the Shiloh. And one thing he says very interestingly, he says that a concept we have of Shabbos, we know Klal Yisrael has a concept called Shabbos of Lamtes Melachos, 39 Melachos. If you look about, really, Shabbos as we know it doesn't involve having very intensive labor in order to be over in Chol Shabbos. You turn on a light switch, you chayiv misa. You go ahead and you carry heavy packages the whole day and you're switching, you're really, really working very, very hard. You got Mechal Shabbos, but certainly there is, in some cases, not even the Rabbanu not chayiv on Shabbos. And yet a light switch is called Malachas. How is that the case? And the answer is that we know that our definition of Malachas hook us to the Mishkan. We have 39 Malachas which were performed in the Mishkan. We don't talk about Shabbos being usher in labor. It's usher in specific types of Malacha as was set forth from the Mishkan. Generally, the idea behind that is that we're not prescribed from doing intensive labor and hard work. Just like Kadosh Baruch Hu created things during Shesh Vei Masa, like Kadosh Baruch Hu created new things, Shabbos he stopped from that. But during the week, on Shabbos, we don't engage in creating new things. Basically, all the malachas, It's all one exception. But generally, every malacha involves creation of a new item, taking something and creating a new thing. Carrying packages around, schlepping things around, you're doing a lot of intensive labor. You're not creating anything. You're really moving things around. That in itself is not a malacha on Shabbos. Shabbos, we're told to refrain from creativity in physical, mundane things. And on the contrary, we should be using Shabbos to use our creativity in Divrei Ruchnius. Says Aruch HaNer, that's an entirely Jewish concept. For us, that's what the definition of Shabbos is for us. For a guy, you tell a guy, what's Shabbos? So for a guy, Shabbos means the rest. You don't do hard work. Because what would happen if this person would go ahead, and he would have to go around, he would schlep a heavy load up and down the steps 100 times on Shabbos. For a guy, the concept of Shabbos, he certainly has violated his Shabbos, and he's satisfied the requirements of Mechal Shabbos. On the other hand, as far as the Yid is concerned, Shabbos is not about heavy labor. Shabbos is about productivity and creating new things. On that level, he hasn't created anything. He won't be Mechal Shabbos whatsoever. That's one of the truths in Aruch HaNer. On a side note, the famous teretz, some say the Chaim Sofer, others say this as well, famous teretz is he could have worn tzitzis for Sitzur Rabim. Tzitzis, when you walk out in Sitzur Rabim in the public area, so anything that's natural to wear is clothing, is mutter to wear, is deres levisha, clothing you're allowed to wear, it's not a question of carrying. If you wear something that's unnatural to wear, it's not a beged, and certainly carrying in Sitzur Rabim will be chayv misa for that. for Haitzah. If a guy, Sofik Yisrael, walks out on the street, if he's Jewish, he's Mechayiv Tzitzis. If he's Mechayiv Tzitzis, it's Derech Levisha. It's a normal thing to wear Tzitzis. He hasn't been over anything on Shabbos whatsoever. On the other hand, if he's a guy, he has no business wearing Tzitzis whatsoever. If he's wearing Tzitzis, it's totally unnatural. And that being the case, on that side, he will have violated Shabbos and he'll be safe in either option.